Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am.
Oh, thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote. Will likely will vote. May or may not vote. Will not vote.
I will vote.
Is that a definitely or likely?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Robin Thicker. Do you recognize that name?
I do not.
And then what about Larry Hogan?
I do recognize that name.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And then we have Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
I do, yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And then we have Chris Chafee. Do you recognize that name?
I do not.
Thank you very much. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I support.
And do you somewhat support or strongly support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Energy independence for this country?
Important.
Is it very important or just somewhat?
Very important.
Thank you. The next one is being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Can you please repeat?
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. How important is that to you when you're deciding who to vote for?
Neutral.
We have just a scale, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. Where do you fall?
Not too important.
Not too important. Thank you. The next one is securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
And the last one on the list is economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very, very important.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, Robin Thicker says he is running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is, Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference to me.
Thank you. And the last one is, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you once more, and for the final time, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Larry Hogan.
Thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
And would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
40 to 49.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.